What's poppin', internet? Welcome to another episode of the Synced Up Podcast, show where we talk to you about news, games, and sandwich a little fun in between, or should I say pancake a little fun in between. Tim, what's going on? Hi, this is your co-host, Timothy Zero. I'm Michael Clare. What's happening here? Yeah, speechless. Me too.
I got some leftover IHOP, man.
And you just chose now of all times?
Yeah, I got this 4-stack.
4 pancakes?
Yeah, it's a 4-stack, man.
And that was the leftovers?
Yeah, man.
What did you order?
This is multiple people's.
Why are you...
I had the steak tips.
Why is there so... Why are you trying to do 4 bites at one time?
I had the steak tips.
So what... How long is this bit going to go on?
I'm finishing the stack of pancakes.
You want to sit here in silence while you eat pancakes?
No, man. We're going to do the show like normal, but I'm just going to be eating pancakes, aren't I? Oh, hey, Connie.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, Kyle, you want to take the sticks, bro?
I mean, it's ready. We're already going.
Well, we might need something tomorrow.
Well, but you're going to have to thread it through
I'm eating.
And then this is...
pancakes on the show.
Dude.
Man, Kyle is clicking shit.
Where are you going? No, well, you just... No, the top, no, babe, babe, good. What are you doing?
It's fine.
You made this so much harder on everybody else now.
Oh, God. Y'all look
so
good. Like, this
photo. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate that we look good, yeah.
Of course, if this is your first time, I'm sorry.
I'm just eating pancakes, man.
I think this is important to mention. This is the last time that this will be happening.
What?
The show like this.
Oh, I thought you meant this bit. I thought you were saying. I think
this bit too.
I think it's important to note that this motherfucker will never eat pancakes on the show.
No, this is the last time an episode will ever go up on a Tuesday. Hopefully, unless something delays it. But
yeah, should be Mondays every time. Yo, Kylie, don't speak like that, bro.
Yeah, no, we don't have tech issues around here. Yes, we're in the middle of recording.
We're in the middle of the show, bro. I'm just eating pancakes.
Yeah.
Now you can hit pod 2 real quick.
Why do we need to hit pod 2?
Hey, look, it's Kylie.
You just scared her like that, bro. Now she's going to be pressed. Now, look what you've done. All right, many weeks of video game news to catch up on.
Yeah.
Tim didn't prepare anything.
And it's hard to, you know, because we've been gone so long, not in the groove.
Yeah.
So, I just got bullet points, and we're just going to talk about those.
No, you got pancakes, and you're going to eat those. That's
what happened. Well, both of those statements. What do you like about it?
You ate a full bowl of pho, and now you're going in on 4 pancakes.
I haven't eaten anything today. Here, get you a bite.
No, I'm good. You didn't eat pho?
I did eat pho, but that's the only thing I ate today.
All right, I won't.
Get you a bite, really. Technically this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about it on the post show about the antics that we got up to last night.
My wedding in the post show.
Yeah, we'll do both.
No.
Okay, yeah, we can't talk about your wedding.
Mm. All right, that hits.
That's pretty good.
Eating butter. And butter's good.
And butter hits.
Butter and syrup.
Okay, today we're going to talk about
some
of the stuff we've been playing, of course. We've been playing a little bit. Not too much, but we've been playing a little bit. Okay, sure. My bad.
Yeah.
There's really just a whole bunch of bullet points here. I guess let's get into probably the biggest one over the last couple of weeks. And I think that would be the current state of the Activision Blizzard Microsoft acquisition.
Yeah, where are we at with
and
that?
And where that is at right now. A lot of opposition, of course. Sony holding that up pretty hard.
I want to say...
Lots of public bashing going on pretty much. A lot of going back and forth and attacking each other.
It's kind of embarrassing.
A lot to round up.
Sony's basically come out and said at this point, like, we don't care. We'll say anything to make sure it just doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Sony is full stop.
Jim Ryan literally said, I don't care about exclusivity. I just don't want you to be able to buy this company.
Yeah.
So it's pretty intense out there. They signed a bunch of deals. They signed a deal with NVIDIA. In Nintendo, to have NVIDIA use their cloud technology to bring Call of Duty to Nintendo.
Yeah.
So we know that's happening. They signed a 10-year deal with somebody else as well.
It's like another cloud gaming thing, right?
I think so. There was just another 10-year deal that they signed, and I can't remember what it was for. Lots of deals being signed.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff being said of like, hey, we're not going to make it exclusive.
This is going to be in like purgatory for a very long time.
Yeah. A bunch of indie studios... had a bunch of anonymous letters where they're like, no, we think this is a good idea and that Microsoft has always been good to us and yada, yada, yada. That stuff's been happening.
Do you think this is going to, like, impact, like, release dates and how soon?
No. I think Activision is operating normally.
Yeah, you think they're unfazed by all this?
Yeah.
I guess it's fair because, like, after watching that the Psychonauts documentary, there's a whole thing where they're getting bought out by Microsoft, but it doesn't really change anything. But when they do officially get bought by Microsoft, it's like a whole weight off their shoulders. Yeah. It's great.
Even though there's not a lot going on.
Yeah, I doubt there's... I don't know. Activision is a completely different...
It's a much larger company. Yeah.
It's like comparing a thrift store to, like, Walmart. You know? I don't know. I'm very interested to see how this all plays out. I'm sure Sony's going to do everything, and Sony is a huge company.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of money. A lot of lobbying attempts.
Yeah.
They're gonna stall this as long as they can.
Of course, of course. In that same realm, the Diablo 4 beta just happened. I played it. You didn't play any. You got to watch a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, I wasn't too invested. When I heard I'd have to wait like 90 minutes to play the game, I was like,
By Sunday it was kind of fixed. It was like 2 minutes, 3 minutes.
Yeah. But so, by then you don't even have that much time to play.
Yeah. But I got to play a little bit. Mm-hmm. I hit maybe 10 levels.
Yeah. What's your general thought?
It's Diablo.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest thing is, obviously, visually, it looks much better.
Yeah.
The characters, like specifically the character models,
mm-hmm.
look much better in-game and in cutscene. They look a lot better. The character creator is a lot cooler. You can actually do some like creative character stuff. You couldn't do that before in Diablo 3. You can do that here. Kind of make a character your own. Instant transmog on any item off the jump. As soon as you sound visit, you get the look and you can go into the menu and change your appearance.
That's very
really, really nice. Change your colors, all that jazz. Love to see that. And then I didn't get to experiment a ton because, as I said, I only hit 10 levels. So in terms of the combat, like that's probably where I had the least amount of stuff because I didn't get the wide range of abilities. I didn't get to try every class. They only let you play 3 of the classes from the start, Barbarian, Sorcerer, and Rogue. So I didn't get to try out the Druid. I didn't get to try out the Necromancer or the Barbarian and the Sorcerer. I just went in with the Rogue, did 10 levels, didn't have a ton of time. So didn't get to like really dive in and experiment on what makes Diablo great. Of course, tons of like, you know, the classic stuff with the drops and the rare items, you know. Doing all that stuff, the overworld, finding little micro dungeons, doing all that. Just the same stuff that you know and love. A lot more in-game cutscenes, I noticed. Before, when you would play a Diablo game, like, the story was pretty much just told to you by, like, a guy that you were talking to.
Yeah.
And, but now, like, that happens, but then there's, like, little in-game cutscenes that'll happen that are, like, a couple minutes long of, like, your character
dancing. Is it one of those things where it's, like, there's this crazy big thing happening in the story, and then you actually start playing the game, and it's, like, you feel completely unrelated to what you just witnessed?
Because that's
one of the things I don't like about, like, most MMORPGs is, like, the story is crazy. And then you start playing the game, and it's like, go find 10 logs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely felt like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's Diablo.
There's no urgency.
No.
Yeah.
You've seen the intro cutscene I showed you?
Yeah.
Looks insane. But then, like, your character is just a guy, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking at?
I saw no bar moving, but I forget it scrolls up.
Yeah, we should be good.
Yeah, I know. I'm just checking.
Anyway.
No, I checked myself.
Okay, just making sure. Yeah. You had me panicked for
a minute. No, I was good. It wasn't there. Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. Then the other thing was seeing a lot of people just randomly over in the open world was a little weird because that's their new thing. It's kind of like.
Is it just in the open world?
It's like MMO.
Just in the city?
It's in the cities, and then when you get into like a world event that brings everybody together.
Well, otherwise, when you go demon slaying, it's
just you.
Okay, cool.
Didn't get to play any multiplayer.
I'm sure it'll be a good game.
There was another fucking thing. Oh, the skill tree feels pretty heftily revamped, and I like it.
The game just looks and feels modernized from what I could see. The problem I had with Diablo 3, because I am not a Diablo guy.
Mm-hmm.
What happened one day was someone said, "We're all gonna play Diablo 3." Here's an extra copy I have booted up on your Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay. And then I got dragged
through
the game. So I didn't get to, like, learn anything like that. And all it was for me the whole time was confusing menus, not understanding what's going on in the game, and just getting told to press the buttons as they refresh. And that was it. That's my experience with Diablo. This one looks a lot more consumable.
That's the same, bro.
I don't. I know, but
you're gonna be on. You're gonna be in on the ground floor.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be.
Well, if it's on Game Pass,
it better be. If it's not on Game Pass, I'm not playing.
It will be if the deal goes through.
I don't know.
Yeah, it will be.
The rest of the game might be locked behind a battle pass, bro.
Nah, it'll be there if the game goes through. Promise.
I don't know. I'm
ten smackers, bro.
I'm not. I'm quick to.
All right, ten smackers. That's on Game Pass.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say for the battle pass.
No, the battle pass you'll have to pay, but that'll be cosmetics. I think hopefully.
Don't you want to put 10 smackers on that one?
They had the seasons in the last one, and that was kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm as soon as it comes to Game Pass, I'll get excited about it. But until then, I'll be waiting.
There was another beta, or semi thing that happened this weekend. This week.
Yeah. What game?
Resident Evil 4.
Oh yeah. Did you get to play it yet?
No. I didn't.
Do you not want to?
I know I'm going to play that fucking game.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to sway you one way or another.
Right, I don't need to play the demo. No. Mm-hmm. Resident Evil 4. Review codes are also in. That shit got a 94 on Metacritic.
Yeah, pretty good.
It got 10s so much.
Yeah. So Resident games are good.
Well, they've also changed a lot of the shit in that game, so like it's like a new story.
Really?
Well, they like they've changed the story up. It's not like, it's like Final Fantasy VII Remake level remake.
Okay. Where it's like all the same characters, but this is going a slightly different direction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
So I'm like stoked. And it also looks really good. The original was only like, I don't know, let's look it up.
What?
How long to beat Resident Evil 4?
The OG.
The original Resident Evil 4 takes approximately 15 and a half hours.
Okay. Sounds right. New one, a little over 20, probably.
Remake. 15 hours.
Mm.
Yeah, there you go.
Cool.
It'll take newcomers a little longer to finish, it says.
I don't know. I'm excited.
I'll play the fuck out of this. When's it drop? I'm curious. That's like something I don't know, and I feel like I need to know.
Right? It's like early April.
Resident Evil 4 Remake comes out March 23rd.
Oh, like a
comes out in 3 days.
Wow. I don't know if I'm going to be that quick in on it. I
just got to get a chance to dedicate himself to halvesies.
I feel like that'd be an easy one. Didn't he just play 8?
I'm going to ask him live on air right now. I'm going to send him a personal text.
Whoa.
Chance?
A bit personal. Half on ready? Question mark? We'll come back to that.
Okay, we'll see what he says.
What else you got in a little docket of yours?
What else I got in a little docket? Just stuff, bro. You know how it goes.
Wow, that is some stuff.
It's not a lot of stuff. There's also a Capcom event that got to show off more Street Fighter V.
Are you sure this wasn't... This is all stuff that was already talked about.
No, we didn't talk about
that. Yeah, because we talked about the Pokemon Presents.
Oh, we did?
Wait, well, then it was...
Yeah, what's going on? Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Cool. I mean, a little panic a little bit. We talked about these?
We definitely talked about the Pokemon Presents.
Because I just added stuff to below it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I guess we can.
I think we did talk about
it. Pay to play? VR games that we didn't watch?
What's BF242?
That's Battlefield 2042. I want to talk about how I'm playing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Chill out. What have you been playing?
Lots of stuff.
Like,
man.
What, bro?
I played a little bit of Hogwarts Legacy.
A little bit?
I'm done.
Yeah. I fell off that game too.
I'm like 20 something hours in. And
yeah.
I
have no desire to play anymore.
I don't want to play anymore. The story wasn't going anywhere.
Had your fill.
What?
Had your fill of the game.
Oh, I think you said hedge your fill.
Hedge your bets.
Yeah. I was like, what do you mean?
Hedge your fill, bro.
No.
Expelliarmus.
No, I've had my fill. Exploring Hogwarts is great. Like, the first 10 hours of that game is a really good game.
Of course.
And then it just falls off.
Of course.
So. I just had a little more stamina in me.
Yeah.
Than you did.
Of course.
As per usual. Mm-hmm. And then I've been playing, and Kylie's been going in on some Pokemon Go. You know.
Oh yeah,
community. I'm always having fun with Pokemon Go. She's doing Pokemon Go stuff right.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro. Not me.
That's
that
it.
That motherfucker got 2 phones.
Is it? Oh, no. I played a little bit of Halo.
Oh yeah, hey, people get back on the Halo train. I play a little bit of Halo too, bro.
It's dude.
I might play some tonight.
It's just fun.
Yeah,
it is fun.
Like, on God.
The same fun feelings I had before, except there's new maps, there's new gun.
There's a lot more maps. There's a lot more variety. There's the Forge mode.
And it's just fun.
They've added good stuff.
I never stopped playing it because the game wasn't fun.
You stopped playing it because it was just out of shit to do.
Yeah. I had just done too much of the same stuff, and all the homies are moving on. So
now, Chance said he played for several hours and didn't get a single repeat map. And then I played with him and played Flash Fire for 2.5 hours. Well, the map.
I played two maps.
And I was like, bro, just fucking Flash Fire again. Yeah. Okay.
But I played mostly on, I wanted to play on the new map, so yeah, I picked the big team battle on the new map. And it's really fun. I am excited to keep playing some more Halo. It seems really fun. I booted up Fortnite, sat on the screen, and was like, nah, not feeling it, dog.
Damn, really?
Well, because I think Fortnite is a lot worse to play alone when you're not feeling it.
True.
Halo, I can play alone and not have to worry about, like, carrying my team.
Sure.
I can just hop in Big Team Battlefield and just do dumb stuff.
Yeah, of course.
Can't really do that in Fortnite.
Now you got to play out of your mind, bro.
Yeah,
you
got to hit the gwitty. And I gotta be cracked.
You got to hit the 90s. Gwitty.
I think that's really it.
You see the FPS mode that leaked?
FPS mode? That was so long ago.
Yeah, it was like 2 weeks ago.
No, there's new ones.
There's like new data mined FP, like first person mode for Fortnite.
Yeah, that's not new.
Yeah, but no, like there's been new stuff, I'm trying to say.
But like, what's the new stuff?
I can't remember. I'm telling you, it's in the news last week, bro. I've been catching up on the podcast I've been missing.
You ain't giving me news.
And they're talking about the fucking Fortnite first person mode, dude. Jeez.
Nah, look, bro. That's not new. You're not telling me news.
Fortnite first person mode, bro. Come on.
Yeah, find it, bro.
Hold on. Yeah, see, March 7th, bro.
Find it. What's this?
March 13 days ago, bro. Fortnite first person mode. Fortnite first person mode. Fortnite first person mode.
Did somebody post one article about Fortnite first person mode?
Especially
reminding people, and then like seven other articles decided to copy it.
Bro, no, that ain't even what happened.
You're looking at your Google searches and you're recognizing that that's what's happening.
There's already a couple of
things. You are realizing now that this is the
only level of the first person mode. Is the source about soon? A reliable source has been revealing information about the upcoming season.
There's nothing new here.
And has confirmed Hypex, Sheena, plus several other high-profile Fortnite leakers.
It's Jake Sucky. Just show me the tweet. That's what I need to know.
March 6th, bro. Jake Sucky. First-person mode is confirmed coming to Fortnite, so it can be a viable competitor to other FPS games.
So it's nothing new.
It's a first fucking person mode.
But we've already seen this. This does not get me excited.
By no, you. I'll play the shit out of this.
It looks so stupid. I'm sure it'll look better. But tell me this doesn't look gross.
They're playing on shipment right now. No, I'll play it, bro.
Sure. I don't want FPS Fortnite. Just go play Apex.
People are more excited for what it'll add to the creative mode.
Well, sure. You play creative mode Fortnite?
No, I don't.
Exactly.
I'm saying, I'll play FPS no build. I'll try it out.
Regular no build.
Jeez, man.
You know it's not going to look good when you hit the gritty in FPS, bro.
Dude, I always hit a gwitty.
You're not hitting the gwitty in
FPS. I bet it'll send you to third person when you hit a gwitty. You think you're going to be in first person hitting a gwitty?
If it switches to third person for the gritty, I will forgive your sins.
It's going to. What else have you been playing?
Not anything.
Yeah, that's what I fucking thought, Mike.
Well, okay. It's kind of your fault.
How's it my fault?
Your house blew down.
How's it have to do with me?
Hard to play video games.
Oh my god, bro.
I can't sit there in the living room in my underwear and
you could though
my games and apps.
You could.
Did play some Civ.
Oh yeah, we played a game of Civ 6, man. That was such a fun time.
Was it?
You didn't have fun?
You won.
I did.
Now take away that.
I still think it was a fun time. I mean, we were all under the influence. You weren't.
Listen.
Yeah, I do wish you could play with more players.
I wish we could just fill out the whole server, but yeah, only four on console.
Because there were several other individuals that would have liked to play.
The problem...
What's the problem?
Is when you recognize it 2 hours in that, man, I don't think I'm going to win because I messed up my strategy 2 hours in. And then you still have to sit the remaining 3 hours. Because I was like, I built four cities. And I was like, I don't know if I need more. And then like by the time I really thought about it, the space was gone to build more cities. And then I was like, I feel like I've lost.
You don't need more than four cities. I won with four cities, bro.
Because you were doing science.
Yeah, no, because I put my adjacency bonuses.
No. Yeah, you sure. But I've now realized.
What were you playing? Who were you playing against? You were playing Cassius? Rome? Yes. Hey, bro, you have free roads.
Yeah. But no, what I realized after, like, almost at the end was like, I just didn't have enough cities. Because I was going for culture. Yeah. I didn't have enough space to build wonders, and I didn't have enough space to store all my great works of art.
You fucking goober.
I messed up by not mailing enough cities. But just know, next time.
You're still going to lose. No. You will still lose.
You're done? My barbarians will run you over?
No, fuck the barbarians, man.
They're God, a key point.
I hate them.
There's no tension in the game if there's not barbarians.
I guess you're right.
Because none of us go for domination.
Maybe it's time for me to do that. The problem is I don't want to think about all my units.
That's the problem. I don't wanna... Everybody has to sit there while Tim moves all his units around.
Yeah.
And then you lose half your battles anyways, and you're just like, why did I do this?
Exactly.
And then somebody still wins with science. Like, it's just, that's how
it always goes. Maybe I should go for religious victory.
I think it's good to defend yourself from the computer. I don't think it's fun to attack and, like, start a war, but I think it's fun to, like, okay, I'm going to actually have to build a couple of these units and, like, defend.
Just
and
then I want to go Civ 7, man. Civ 7, coming soon.
Should be.
Probably not.
That's all I played.
It's been, like, 8 years. It's been a long time.
Since a Civ?
Since Civ 6.
Was it 2016?
Yeah.
What a year.
Yeah. Good year. Anyway, I played, what did I play? I was playing Hollow Knight on the lead up to everything. Good game, but then everything went to shit. Mm-hmm. I haven't played any more of that, but I got into City Skylines for like a week.
You're already done?
Yeah. What, bro?
You're nothing.
Yeah, I think I'm done.
I didn't peg you for a city planner.
It's a good game, though.
And yeah, honestly, it is.
I might still keep playing more of it.
It is a good game.
In terms of like the social, we've been doing social stuff recently. Like the past like 5 days. Lots of interacting with individuals. Mm. So not a lot of time for me to sit there and play City Skylines. Although I do think it's a great game. And then after I played City Skylines, I was like, you know what? Someone on Twitter, I think it was someone from GameSpot, was like, hey, yo, dog.
What's up, dog?
Battlefield 2042 actually slaps now. And I was like, I don't fucking believe it. And then I got my good internet so I could download stuff with no data caps and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like, maybe it is good now. I went back and read the article. I was like, this is pretty convincing. So I downloaded it. Yeah, that shit slaps. It's pretty good. Pretty good.
Is it just...
They've done a lot of stuff. So there's, of course, the classic thing. There's a bunch of new maps. So a bunch of new maps, several new modes that weren't there when I was playing at launch. Mm-hmm. Bunches of new guns and specialists. But they've done a couple of things. I believe they've reworked the game visually in terms of visual cues. Because when I played originally during launch,
the HUD was off.
I was like, bro, I can't see shit. I can't see anything. When an enemy is far away, I'm fucked. When like there's a lot of stuff going on screen, I can't see. I'm always shooting at my teammates. Right. And go ahead.
Gun to your head. Are you ever booting up 2042 before your other Battlefield games?
As of right now, yeah, because playing other ones.
I tell you, pick one.
Oh, no. I would still, like, if I had a preference, is that what you're asking me? Yeah, no, I would still say Battlefield 4 was the best.
Okay.
Like, by a landslide. And Battlefield 1 was a really close second. And
So it's, like, good enough now.
Yeah, no, it's actually good. Like, it feels, like, on par with good Battlefields. So it feels like they revamped it visually because I wasn't having that problem where I was constantly overwhelmed and not being able to see and yada, yada, yada. And then...
Can you ride the tornado yet?
I didn't see no tornado action. So I don't know if I just didn't get that map or if they removed it or...
Not the 2042
Iron Man. And then they completely revamped the class system, which was a big issue people were having where, like, anybody can have any gun and there was, like, all kinds of stuff and it was super overwhelming. They revamped the class system to be, like, a mix of the new and the old. So they brought back the old classes, assault, support, you know, medic, recon, or whatever. Yeah. Whatever. And then now you have specialists that are within each of those little class systems. And any class can have any gun, but you get a big boost for using that class's specific gun. So, for example, assault class, they have a assault rifle proficiency. So you can use LMGs with the assault class, but if you use assault rifles, you get 3 extra magazines. And then, like, recons have, like, oh, if you're using a sniper, you get, you know, you get some sort of boost. LMG dudes, like, oh, if you're the support class and you're using an LMG, you get, like, more, when you heal somebody, you get to do more percent. Like, they just give you they let you do any of them, they give you a bonus. And then, so then you have, each class has their own specific gadget, and then a gadget that you pick, and then the specialist has a gadget. And so you have left on the D-pad, down on the D-pad, right on the D-pad. And so you have 3 gadgets now compared to the 2, when one of those had to be taken up by your specialist slot, and then the other one was whatever you picked, which, again, could have been anything. But now you have 3, one for the class, one for the... So people were actually playing their class now, and, like, it just works a lot better. Like, it's a mix of the old Battlefield 4 style and the new, like, style with the specialist and stuff, and it works really well. I don't know. I like it. I was having a great time.
I'm glad it's better.
I'll probably play some later, gonna be honest. Cool. Anyway, that's it. That's all the stuff I have.
Any reader mail?
Oh, there was one. There was one. Spencer wrote in.
What's Spencer?
Kind of surprising here.
Surprising.
I didn't know nobody been writing in, you know, because we've been gone.
Spencer always writes.
We've been gone. Spencer says, people keep saying The Last of Us set the standard for video game to cinema adaptations, but would you not say that Arcane was the first to set that bar high? No.
No, they're different.
I think they are very different.
Arcane is a show based in the League of Legends mythos, the lore of League of Legends.
Mm-hmm.
Last of Us is like a straight up 1-to-1 adaptation.
Yeah.
Almost 1-to-1.
Like, it's hard to call The Witcher the first great video game adaptation because it's a book. Story. Like a book already.
Yeah.
And so I think it's the same with like Arcane, whereas like Arcane, it's not
like my
it's not a league
game was not on the TV.
It's not a league show. It's a show borrowing league characters. Whereas Last of Us is a Last of Us show, if that makes any sense.
Well, I think it's just this is a direct like retelling of the story from The Last of Us. Arcane is not a direct retelling of the story of you playing League of Legends.
Of course.
It's just...
Let's just use these characters to tell a cool story.
Yeah. It's more like a cinematic for the game.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
A really fucking good one.
It's just... Yeah, I think it's the best
video game-related
show.
A show with video game IP attached to it.
Yeah.
But adaptation is not the word that I would use.
Yeah. I don't think I would use that word.
Yeah.
They're both fantastic for different reasons.
Exactly.
Very, very different reasons.
Anyway. That's it. That's the show. It? Yeah.
You done?
Yeah.
You don't want to do this ever again?
No. See you guys later. Or not.
That's that easy.
Loser.
What? No, like, this is a moment here.
What? What's a moment?
You're just trying to get over it?
What? We already did it last show. They're just blending in one show. We're still doing the show.
No, but this is like the last. Like, this one is joining the other one, not the other way around.
To me, that matters not. I'm still going to be on camera. Yeah, just that one over there that Kylie's on right now playing Pokemon Go.
What? Why are you going to be on that camera?
Well, I'll also be on this one, just less, and then on that camera.
Well, yeah, I guess that's fair. But I'm
because I'll be doing Pokemon content.
I'm going to miss it.
Miss what? This? We're still doing this.
I'm going to miss it.
Nothing is changing.
A lot of time, bro. A couple of years. No more, man, I really don't want to record because we went to a tournament, and then I went to the tournament straight from work. And then I don't want to do any of this because I'm tired. And then we're out of here at 11:30. No more of that.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to get back going to tournaments. So you got to start coming to them regularly, bro.
I got to.
And me too, I'm saying. Y'all got to. And
well, yeah, I plan to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I got to come to DZ. Ooh,
hell yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
I'm just saying I'm going to. It does. It's not the end of an era, but it's like, you know, next chapter. We're closing a chapter again.
Nope.
No. I hate it here, bro. End the show. This man just ripped ass while I'm trying to get a little, you know, nostalgic here.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep it stacked. That was a complete accident.
No, it wasn't, bro.
I was trying to hold that one.
I can tell because I looked at you as it slipped out, bro. Your face was like, oops, didn't mean that.
Oh, my God.
Babe, bro, end the show,
okay, that's
bro.
It, guys.
You took the mouse from me.